Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back.
The Three Stooges.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was my childhood right there.
Yeah. Who's who of the Phillies Three Stooges?
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Good question.
So who's Turner, Harper, and Schwarber? Yeah. Who's Mo, Larry, and Curly?
Cassianis feels like a shemp.
He totally is. He's a shemp in the batter's box. He's a shemp in the outfield on the bases.
I mean, Schwarber's probably Curly.
Yeah.
He's got the, you know.
That fits.
Yep.
So who's Mo and Larry? Hugh, how would you assign Mo and Larry to Trey and Harper?
Just as a...
Like, who's who?
Because...
If they were recreating
wait a minute,
the skits.
Mo was like the leader. Yes. Of the... So Bryce Harper would probably be the leader.
Okay, so Trey's Larry?
Yeah. Hey, Mo.
Larry by default is
hey,
tough.
Hey, Mo. Yeah.
I feel like there's probably a better Larry somewhere. But.
Yeah, I do need a Photoshop now of the three of them as Mo, Larry, and Curly. Yeah, I do like that. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. What has you the most frustrated about last night's loss? Top of the lineup, the bunt, or Turner's throw? I find the distribution of the voting here interesting. So top of the lineup is winning the voting. I get that. 66.5%. The bunt at 30.3%. Only 3.3% on the throw? That annoyed me. That was a bad throw. That's got to be made in a big game, in a big spot. That was our first Twitter poll today. And then this one, I'm following this one because, Hugh, you might be out of here in about 25 minutes. Should we suspend Hugh Douglas for the final segment today? You were on three strikes.
What did I do?
Well, you opened up with Jaguars in the first segment.
Well, I said they won last night.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In a way
again,
that
we're just wondering.
No,
why.
I'm just saying. I just said they won in a way that nobody thought they were going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, that was it. I was trying to be optimistic. I was trying to get the people some hope.
And then what was strike two? What'd you do for strike two?
Protein powder.
Oh, you were talking about buying Bryce's protein
powder.
Which
he's doubling down on.
No, we're going to catch that on sale, though, because it's probably going to go on sale in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
probably is. And then, of course, wearing Dodger blue sweatpants.
No, this is Royal Blue. This is from my fraternal brothers. Shout out to Phi Beta Sigma.
I think if we put a photo of your sweatpants up and we ask people, is this Dodger blue? I think you're in trouble.
Most people that would know would be like, no, that's Royal Blue.
Yeah. Well, 40% have voted that we should suspend you for your behavior.
That's a big number.
It is. It is a big number.
You know what? I guarantee you is most of them damn you people vote.
Yeah, well,
put your phones down.
It could be wrong place, wrong time. Like,
is that
you're
what
catching
is?
You're catching the stray from the Phillies losing.
Yeah, because I'm being optimistic.
Just mad at everybody.
I get that.
All right, here's someone to be mad at. You ready for this quote from Nick Castellanos after the game last night? Well, first of all, before we get into the fan stuff, great job by the fans last night booing the Duran entrance. I saw that video of the boos as they tried to do that nonsense again. Can we please, please not do that ever again when they're down in a big game? It's just, it's like, I mean, that's like a fart in church. It fell so flat. You cannot do that. You come on, like you. There's no one's going to be amped up for this signature entrance when you're losing.
I'm still stuck on farting church, Joe.
Doesn't go over well, man. You can't do that, and you would know better than anyone.
That's a hell of an analogy.
Yeah, it's like
farting church.
Do one of those on the radio. You can't get away with it. It's a bad look. It's tone deaf.
I would agree. Especially with the way that the game was going. There was a lot of boos out there last night, man.
Well,
and it's you could hear them. I mean, this could be a great place to play, and on the flip side, it could be a hostile place to play.
Well, that leads me right into this quote from Nick Castellanos, which we have to discuss. And many people wanted us to discuss this today. Here it is. Here's a quote after the game last night. Matt Gelb of The Athletic had this from Nick Castellanos. Quote, "The stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back, right? But when a game is not going good, it's wind in our face. So the environment could be with us, and the environment could be against us.
I mean, yeah, duh. I mean, yeah.
Isn't that ultimately up to you to decide?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day,
right?
I mean, let me just say this, because I mean, he's right, but I'm not mad at anybody. Anytime that we were booed when I played, especially when I first got here, wasn't mad at anybody for booing. We were bad football play. And you know, you try to give as much maximum effort as you possibly can to try to change the outcome of that, but it just didn't work. So I never got mad at the fans for feeling the way that they felt, because they pay their hard-earned money, you know, to be at the game and cheer for you. And when you go seven innings without scoring a run or doing anything, and for them to be upset because they see what's happening, you can't be mad at them for that.
I'm sorry, they're reacting to what you're putting out there, are they not? Like,
and since we're keeping it a bean, this is eerily simple. I guarantee you there's a lot of people in the stands that bought into what you were selling that were a part of the collapses, last year?
Yep.
And the year before that? They were there, and they believed in you, and they're seeing the same thing that they saw before.
Like, the elephant in the room is that they don't win at Citizens Bank Park anymore in the playoffs. Mm-mm.
And I think it's bled. I felt it watching on TV last night. There was a kind of a weird atmosphere in the park, like a nervous energy, like, anxiousness.
In 2022, we had a you are not going to come in here and win a game type of attitude as fans. And it was true for a while. Then all of a sudden they get no hit by Houston, and then they have game 6 and 7 against Arizona. And
game one against the Mets last year.
And just, I mean, it's all downhill, and the fans are kind of just sitting there going to the ballpark like, oh, well, how are they going to lose today? So you can have all the wind at your sails that you want, but like, you're going to stand up there and poke holes in it, then there's nothing we can do.
Also, like, he's not, the spirit of what he's saying is probably not wrong. Hugh, you just said it. You played here. You felt it.
You felt it, but...
But I don't need to hear it last night. Like, dude, how about get a better lead off of second base and don't have Betts out running to the base? Like,
I mean, that...
Sometimes Nick Cassianos can't read the room.
No, you
just
know what it was?
Not now.
You know that was his maximum effort. I mean, I'm not... So I can't kill him for his effort, but I could kill him for looking like, you know, he was running in seaman shoes, though.
Well,
and I said, chuckingly. Yeah, but dog, if you look at it, and the way Mookie takes off, and when he takes off, it just looks like he's having trouble getting in gear.
Because he can't get in gear. Well, not just that. By the way, he and Mookie are the exact same age.
They are. I looked it up.
33 each. One guy looks like he's spry, and one guy looks like he can't move anymore.
It's all that diet, man. It's all that diet.
What was he doing? Jiu-jitsu?
Mookie was doing bujitsu.
No, Cassianos was. It was something, karate or something in the offseason.
Maybe you need to lift some weights or put on one. What are them bags the ladies wear when they go work out?
Weighted vests.
The weight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe you need to. What's that? When they get jumped through the ropes and be chopping their legs like this? I can't do it, so I got to do it with my hand.
So we have gotten to the point of, can we put a weighted vest? Like, I think he, man, you know what? Watching him run, I think he is wearing a weighted vest under his jersey.
No, because you harped on it so much this morning that I watched the video like 15 times.
So bad.
And when Joe. You know how when you were younger and you ran the relays when you were kids, and they put the slow kid in your group, and they drop their head and they start to take off, but they're really not going. That was him. that was him.
Well, look like he was running in quicksand. He also, it didn't get, I don't think the broadcast touched on it. He was so slow to Freddie Freeman's hit in the seventh inning. Freddie Freeman's not fast at all. He got a double on a hit that should have been a single. It was like, oh yeah, Freddie Freeman got a double. I rewatched it. I'm like, that was a regular single to right field.
Gotta watch it again.
How did he get to second? Oh, Nick can't move. That's the reason.
No,
so,
dude, and when Mook took off, you should have known something was up when Mookie took off. You should have took off with him. You should have took off before he took
off. Before he took off. You need a head start on Mookie Betts to get to third base.
You should have leaned all the way
up. Well, that's why when Topper said Mookie disguised it. Of course he disguised it. He knew he was running against Castellanos.
I got a guy running like Jody Cameron. I mean,
hey, that's a good comparison.
Who wins in a race right now, DeCamera or Castellanos?
I might have to put my money on DeCamera.
I'm angry at Castellanos right now, so Joe's got it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I
really
need to see it again, though. That was wild.
All right, let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Well, I jumped on the bandwagon a couple weeks ago when when Harrison Bader was leading off and the offense was clicking. I jumped on board, but at the end of the day, I was 100% right. The offense is inept. And as much as Hugh makes noises as I speak and under his breath and all that, if he has something to say, I would like for him to speak up. Because every time I call, I hear Hugh make noises like
I don't recall. I make so many noises. I don't think it's you.
Mark, sometimes he is chewing, which is the problem.
It could be me, too.
But anyway.
I love you. I don't have a problem.
Hugh, stay neutral, Douglas. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line, guys, the offense is inept. It has been inept. I go back opening day. I called and complained. You guys always bring it up. They swing through too many pitches. They can't get guys home from second and third. They're not good enough. They've been carried by their starting pitching. Who do you blame for this, Joe?
Well, Dombrowski for that.
Question.
Yeah. Dombrowski. This is his team. He created this.
Dombrowski is to blame. This is his team. The approach at the plate. You know, in Turner's situation last night, don't you say to him in that last at bat, don't swing until you have a strike on you?
Yes, of course. And Mark, I didn't even realize until Robert said after the game, Sasaki had never in his life come into a game with runners on base, because he's been a starter. He was a starter in Japan, right? He just became a reliever 3 weeks ago. He had never done that once in his career. It's his whole life, probably.
I mean, it's mind-boggling that we've seen the same thing with this team for the last 3 years. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt in 22. You know, they won the pennant. They got to the World Series. Yeah. They pushed the Astros. But the last 3 years, I mean, come on. Deer in headlights. God, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. Should they have bunched? Should they have not have bunched? I mean, Stott, you got to read that. You got to read that and swing away on that. I mean, and you know, Joe, you make a good point. You're dead on, too, on Friday about the bullpen. Dead on with your concerns about the bullpen. I got to give you credit for that. Dead on. But here's the deal with Stott and that situation there. And with Topper, it's like pressing in basketball and you get back in the game and you're down one and then you fall back into a zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to go for the kill.
I know. And the fact that he talked about playing for the tie, it broke me, Mark. It's just not the kind of mentality you need. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. A couple things from Mark's phone call that I love. One, that he brings up originally on opening day when he said enough is enough, and now we're back to that, basically, right? Two, calling out Hugh Douglas there. Yeah. It was great. And I feel like this is the thing I'm most proud about our show for the past few years, that now callers are coming up with their own nicknames for you.
It's Stay Neutral Douglas.
Stay Neutral Douglas.
Stay Neutral, but you know what? I'm looking at this this play by Castellanos. There was no way on God's green earth he was making that play. He should have just went back to second. Like seriously, because Mookie was already, he had a clear jump.
He was cooked.
He hesitated. He hesitated on his takeoff. Yeah. Mookie was gone. Should have just went back to second.
Doesn't it kind of bring us back to, like, why not just see if Stott can pull the ball and move? Like, they have a better chance of moving him over if the ball's just pulled.
Why are you asking these people to do these things?
I don't know if it makes any sense. Now,
you say, out of all the folks you're going to ask to do this, it's this group.
Now, like, what are you expecting?
It's this group.
And it crushed me when I heard Dave Roberts last time, like, yeah, that we planned for. Like, they basically said, I don't think he wanted to embarrass them. We wanted them to do that.
No, but you know what? The most egregious thing is, is that Casty, he kind of skips, and Mookie's gone, Joe. He's gone. And you still go. You should have just went back the second. That's what I'm talking about. To me, the more I look at it, that's more deer in the headlights. Like the moment's too big for you. Like that's what that is. Because the jump that he had, even if Jimmy Rollins was out there, he probably's not making that play. Like if you look at it, to be honest, Jimmy's not getting that because Mookie had a jump. When you look at how Cassiano stutter stepped, he's not going to make that. Go back to second. That play's dead.
And if they did it on the first pitch, maybe they could have got them. The first pitch Stott showed bunt, so they knew it was coming. Yeah. Like, they were ready for it.
Yeah, you might as well went back to second on that.
And they could have had a pinch runner for him. I don't think that makes a difference in terms of does he get to third on the bunt, but a base hit probably scores him.
And Bader got a hit.
And by the way, the ball that Bader hit was roped. Like, that got right to the outfielder.
Yep.
So Casty probably doesn't score
that's
on that
more,
one.
To me, that's more on Casty than anybody.
Well, Casty's just slow. Like, I think that...
Yeah, and you don't give your... Like, to stutter step and then go... You don't give yourself a chance. Just go back to second.
Well, then it speaks back to Topper, not pinch running. And I understood his explanation. I understand what Ruben Amaro said this morning. There are ways around this. Like, what are the odds in an extra inning game JT is going to get hurt, right? I know you're caught without a catcher if it happened. The odds are probably slim that it goes to extras and he gets hurt. You could have used Marshawn as a pinch runner. I'm like, are we really that worried there's going to be a random injury in a game just happen? I don't know, man.
Mark was right about the noises, though.
Yeah, Mark's annoyed at you.
He'll be all right.
Yeah. The passing, would you agree with this? I'm agreeing with you. The passing game, the noises. I think Mark took the noises personally.
He'll be okay.
It's more of a Hugh Douglas issue than it is a Mark issue.
Mark will be okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's Hugh versus Mark. I think it's Hugh versus just the microphone.
No, he's just annoyed because when he's talking, some of them cats get mad when they're talking. Yeah. And I talk under my breath.
Well, it's supposed to be there 2 minutes.
I mean, I'm like, they'll be all right, though.
I think what happened, I think it's... I think we're evening out because I think one time Mark called in and only talked to me and you got upset at Mark. Now I think Mark is like, wait, Hugh, now I say hi to you and you make noises. We got a problem.
He always does that. That don't bother me. I mean, because I'm going to suck my teeth and I'm going to still talk under my breath and he can still not speak. But it's not going to change nothing. No, it don't bother me. Mm-hmm. No, because he calls us. I don't, like when I leave here, I don't know who Mark is. I'm not calling Mark.
Well, sometimes you do get ruffled when people don't say hello.
Well, no, because it's almost a sign of being disrespectful, or they're trying to be. Yeah.
I think Mark tried to fix that recently.
No, what do you call talking over underneath callers?
Yeah. I mean, I call that disrespectful too. I do a show from 10 to 2.
So at least we're being adults here. I can see how that's happening.
Listen, Joe, it's hard being an adult 24/7.
I almost said a word I shouldn't say earlier because of the manager.
I need at least 2 to 4 hours. To not be an adult, because I had you heard the phone. I had to call the folks today because they tried to short me on the couch that came today.
What happened?
They didn't bring the right couch, and they talking about we fixing this one. And my daughter's like, my daughter ain't gonna, she ain't. And I'm like, listen, don't worry about it. I'll cuss them out when I get home.
Tell the truth. Did they bring a Dodger blue couch?
It was blue. It's not Dodger blue. Mm. It's more like blue, like the regular blue. It's not Dodger blue.
Okay. Better not be. Do we have an NFL quarterback trade, by the way, Kyle?
Yeah, Joe Flacco just went to the Bengals.
Seriously?
Yeah. I think it's a sixth, and let's see.
Boy, he printing money right now, ain't he?
Well,
he's really had a heck of an end to that career. He's bounced around a lot.
Flacco and a sixth for a fifth.
So they're going with the young cat.
Where has he been since Baltimore? Was Denver? Jets here.
Everywhere.
Colts, Browns, Bengals. He's putting every uniform on.
Yep.
Yeah, he's
so that means it's Gabriel and Shador.
Yeah, the Browns, you think they threw the chips in? They cashed it in?
Well, I mean, what's the point of Flacco there anymore? Once they go to the young kids, they're not going back to Flacco.
Was there ever a point to Joe Flacco there?
Not really, but
no.
They're the Browns.
Now he's going to be the starter with the Bengals. He's just going across the state.
Yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he'll get the ball to Chase and.
Now, here's the kicker.
Higgins.
Is he going to catch a flight or do you just jump in the car? And just that's like a 3-hour drive. Do you just drive to Cincinnati?
Yeah, I figure you drive your stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just jump in a U-Haul and just go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if I were one of these athletes and I made the money they did, I wouldn't drive anywhere over like an hour.
would never drive. Not like, you have a driver, you're saying?
Yeah. No,
or flights.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, if it's over, like, 2 hours, I should say, I'll hop on a plane. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have the money.
No, I like to drive, though. I mean, it's nothing like driving. I mean, I love driving. It's a fun time.
Well, I mean, flying commercial is safer.
Than driving?
Yeah.
Is this where we're at this point of the show now?
I'd rather drive. I'd rather drive, stop and see the world. Okay. Yeah. You know, stop and see some nice little scenery. You know, I'd like to see that.
Okay. Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
It's looking a little more like cowboy blue. Is that cowboy you? No, with that color blue? Not. I think that's what it is.
What's worse today? Dodger Douglas or cowboy Hugh?
How about my boss called me that? He called me Dodger Douglas.
I know you want to rein in on like my great weekend that I had. I know you guys were worried about it, but yes, I did have a tremendous weekend. Mm-hmm. It was tremendous. I've got an MVP quarterback. I've got the best running back.
They have like MVP chance for him.
I've got all this. Listen, in the words of the great Ike Reese, the defense is still developing. That's all I can say. It's still developing. Jim. It's getting better there.
That's
okay.
Great.
So yeah. And as for and by the way, I have we have like unknown players making a lot less money, making more tackles, more sacks than Michael Parsons.
Oh, I got to be honest. I can't today. I just don't care about the Cowboys defense.
Oh, he went full Cowboys.
He went full Cowboys.
Yeah, we can't do
it. I know he's a Cowboy and a Philly fan. If he wants to come on and talk about the Phillies, okay, today's the day to come on. But we're not doing the Cowboys, who beat the New York Jets, who are as bad as they've been since Hugh Douglas was running around in jet green. I mean, come on. John in Coatesville. What's up, John?
Caught a stray.
You did.
Caught a stray.
John, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing? I tell you, I couldn't be any more upset than anybody else out there. And I even put together a little what I think that the batting order should be. Because first of all, I think Rob is really the one that cost us the game. I've heard a lot. I haven't been on the phone too much today, but when he did that bunt, I thought Stott might have showed it once, and it was a ball. I didn't think he would swing at, actually do it. And, if you were going to bunt that anyhow, wouldn't you bunt it towards first base?
Yes. Yeah, well, because the right-handed thrower, Freeman, it's a more difficult play for him. Yeah, I mean, it's just, John, it was a disaster. The idea was a disaster. The execution was a disaster. And they let him off the hook.
Exactly. I mean, all the momentum was going our way. And he took the wind out of our sails with that little bunt and then the out. Of course, he would have looked like a hero, right, if that guy threw the ball into the outfield.
Sure, yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about it then. But that's the same with the Eagles, too. All the different plays, and all of a sudden, when they lose, now we're going to talk about them, and now we're talking about the Phillies. But let's get back to the main lineup, the head three there that did absolutely nothing. And so what I would do is, in my mind, they automatically became pinch hitters. I don't want, that's all they're doing. They're not doing a damn thing for us. So one question I have, I didn't hear, is Bader playing tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that he pinch hit last night gives me some hope that he can, but I don't know. Now, the MRI was negative, so he's clearly good enough, but I'm hopeful, and with the extra day off, I think he's probably going to play, but I don't know the answer, yes or no.
Okay. So here's what I did. I put it down. I've changed it up a couple of times, but I decided to leave Trey in there because...
So you got a lineup for us? You got John and Coatesville's lineup for tomorrow? What do you got?
Yeah, I got Trey as number one.
Okay.
Alex Bohm hitting number two. I got Westing now. Left field. Who did I make left field real quickly?
This is going great.
Yeah. Weston Wilson's
hitting three? Okay.
Yeah. But I got Bader hitting four, but he's also the DH.
Mm. So Trey, Brandon, Alex Bohm, Weston Wilson, and who's Bader the DH
Bader,
at four?
DH.
DH.
What about Alec? My bad.
Yeah. Brandon Marsh.
Marsh fifth.
Five.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jay Miyamoto hitting six. Amundo Sosa, seven.
Mm-hmm.
Max Kepler, eight. and Otto hitting ninth.
So if we just benched, we benched all of our stars.
No, we're keeping Trey in there. We're benching Schwarber and Harper for tomorrow. They're the pinch hitters.
No, they're pinch hitters.
Oh, okay.
So it's Turner. Back. It's Turner, Bohm, Wilson, Bader, Marsh, Realmuto, Sosa, Kepler, Kemp.
They're the ones that have been hitting for us.
Yeah, and listen.
I'm playing small ball now. I'm forgetting about home runs that don't exist.
Well, they haven't existed in this year. John, you're for right on that. They have not existed. Hugh, what do you think of that lineup tomorrow night? It's Trey, it's Bohm, it's Weston Wilson in the three spot, DH, Bader, four. It's Marsh, Realmuto, Sosa, Kepler, Kemp, Bryce, and Schwarber sitting. Two of the three Stooges sitting tomorrow night. That's according to John in Coatesville.
Who approved this lineup?
John and Coatesville.
That's the John and Coatesville lineup.
Got the bread sitting on the bench.
Yeah. By the way, did you see someone sent us the three Stooges?
whoever does that, set that thing up quick.
Actually, pretty good.
Yeah, that's
pretty
not good. Bad.
It fit. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people who I hear are dragging Hugh Douglas today. He was right about one thing, though.
It's not going well.
They do have to play a game three. We'll let you hear from the players next. What they're saying about their chances in the series. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors that you just got to try, people. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're frying it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, these bacons bring big flavor. Bacon's big business around these parts, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.